You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's jump into trending. I am super excited about the big day today. It is Colorado Pint Day, the 9th annual Colorado Pint Day. Here's the dealio. You can wander into over 225 participating breweries / locations that serve beer. And you can get a this pint glass that is customized by a brewer. They pick the art, they print it on these glasses, and you go in and you can collect all these glasses.
That's so cool.
It's turned into this huge cult following, Josh, where people are like clamoring to get these pint glasses every year. A $1 of each glass goes to support Colorado's Brewers Guild. You're helping these breweries just by visiting, you know?
If you collect all 225, do you have to go to AA, or is that...
No, so here's the thing. There's only one glass,
but
225 different locations where you can get it.
Okay.
You don't have to visit all 225.
That's awesome, man. That's a really cool thing.
It's really neat. I'm excited. I'm actually going out with a couple buddies of mine tonight, and we're going to partake, you know?
That's awesome,
I'm
gonna
grab a beer with them. And
I'm just jealous I didn't get the invite. That's the only thing.
You're busy.
That's going on today, for sure.
You can go to the, I think it's the Colorado Pint Day website, and they can give you a list of all the locations that are participating. I'll be somewhere in Little Fun.
That's awesome, man. That's so much fun.
Other big things going on. It's National Hug Your Dog Day today. Josh, you my dog. Come here.
We'll get a picture of that.
And it's also National Siblings Day today, so shout out to Josh's sisters.
So funny.
You guys are great.
Oh, they rock.
Josh, new apples are on the way. We're getting new apples.
What? Tell me more.
So it's this apple that was developed by the Tree Fruit Research Extension Center, of course.
Okay.
They're labeling it as WA64, created back in 1998, and they have perfected it. Here's what it is. It's a cross between the greatest apple of all time, the Honeycrisp.
Oh, absolutely.
And the Pink Lady. So it's across those, because one is the most delicious apple ever, and the other is the most affordable apple almost ever, besides the gross red ones. So anyway, they've been tweaking this for the past 20 years, and now there's a big contest to rename the WA64 into something that they can actually market now. So you can go online and cast your vote on what you want to name this new apple.
What would you name it? What would you?
God, I don't know, dude. You're putting me on the spot.
I know.
Here's the description of the apple. It's a great balance of tart and sweet, firm, crisp, and juicy. Much like myself, Josh. And your sister.
Oh. That sounds... Look, all right, I'm going to move on from that. It sounds good. It sounds really, really good. I love the Honeycrisp.
What's the combination of crisp and juicy, like, put together?
I don't know.
Crucy?
I'm trying not to cuss or anything. I don't know if this is a bad word or not.
The crucy.
The jispy? Drispy?
Easy. Easy. How about sweet and firm? Can we combine those?
Nope, I'm not going to try anymore.
Swarm.
Nope, there we go.
It's the new swarm apple.
Squirm apple. I'm done. I'm good. It sounds good.
We should move on. Hey, listen, if you're still getting ready for work, I just want to let you know that Gen Zers think that if you're putting eyeshadow on, you're old. Eyeshadow is so 20 years ago, apparently. They say anybody that's an Xer or a millennial should not be wearing eyeshadow because it shows your age.
So you and I should stop wearing it then?
I just can't stop you, eyeshadow. So anyway, there, you're in the loop. There's your fashion news this morning, according to the Zers. What else is going on? I do have some crap on celebrities. Sylvester Stallone is in the news today. I guess he is being accused of creating a toxic environment on the set of his Paramount Plus show, which is called Tulsa King. Side note, I haven't watched that, but I've heard great things about that show.
Well, it keeps him in shape. It makes you do your job.
I got to do some push-ups for this show.
Anyway, he's saying... I don't know if he's saying... Allegedly, the story is saying that he's being really rude to the extras on set. He's been calling them effing ugly, is the quote.
What?
He's called some of them tub of lards.
Oh, my God. You're tub of lards.
The other ones I'm not even going to say, because they're pretty bad. This is allegedly...
Anyway, he's creating
a toxic environment.
Remember Christian Bale got in huge trouble for that, because he was just yelling at the staff? Is that one of those things?
See, that sounds familiar.
Oh, he got caught. Like, it's on video. You can YouTube
that. Oh.
It's not safe for work, so
I wonder if there'll be something that comes to light with Stallone.
Everything's recorded now.
I didn't mean it.
Might need some closed captions for him, but yeah, it's...
I didn't have enough protein that day.
Didn't do enough push-ups that day. I don't know.
For those of you that care, Bridget Jones 4 is happening with Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant. It's going to be called Bridget Jones, Mad About a Boy. They should have switched out Hugh Grant for Sylvester Stallone. That would have been awesome.
He's just a mad boy.
Yo, I want to read your diary. Can I read your diary?
I missed the first three. Do I need to watch the first three to know what's going on?
But somebody is happy about this.
For sure.
I am not going to watch it. Morgan Wallen still dominating the news cycle for all the wrong reasons. Not his country hits or that horrible haircut, but the old chair throw incident. Somebody went online and looked at Tennessee law, and they say, you know, he has 3 felony counts right now, and each one carry a maximum of 15 years.
Each one?
So he can write some country songs from prison.
Oh, no. Folsom Prison Blues Part 2.
Right?
Goodness. Just stop throwing things.
Stop throwing things. Most likely he's going to take a plea deal. Because of his superstar status, he'll get a slap on the wrist, probably have to pay a hefty fine.
He just started his tour again. Like, I'm not even kidding. A couple days ago, is he thinking I'm going to have to start canceling some of those shows and stuff?
That I don't know, buddy. Hmm. I did find a splat calculator online today just for funsies.
Say that again?
Splat calculator?
Okay, all right, thank you. Yeah.
Is that what I said before?
Splat calculator.
Splat calculator. So this chair was about 20 pounds is from what they're saying. So I put it into the beep boop bop boop splat calculator. And they say a 20-pound object thrown from about 65 feet in the air, which is where he was going to hit the ground at about 45 miles per hour. So if you were to actually get hit by that chair or a small child, serious
that's
damage.
That's
obviously why they're taking this so seriously, because you could have lopped somebody's head off.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just stupid.
I lopped somebody's head off.
That's his next single.
Hey, speaking of country, I want to play you a little bit of audio. You guys might find this annoying, but I found it incredibly delightful. Beyonce's new Texas Hold'em, that song, right? Or is that the album? Yes.
Texas Hold'em. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I like that guy on Instagram. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, a lot of people are saying it's not really country. So what they did is they used an AI voice to program that song to see what it would sound like if Hank Williams actually did it back in the day with, like, that old school country twang.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this ain't Texas.
I'm not mad at it.
Ain't no hold up.
It's her lyrics.
I like the film.
Lay your cards down, 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 down.
That's good.
I'm so happy.
Park your Lexus.
Park your Lexus.
I like it.
And throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round.
That's good.
Right? Go a little bit more.
Does he say the...
If I can't slow dance with you.
No, they'll bleep out the cuss words.
Some
okay.
Sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold-down. Don't be a...
Oh, Hank!
I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some
Come
sugar
on.
On me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold-down. Don't be a... Come and take it to the floor now.
Hank, you're cussing like a sailor.
I'm sorry. I absolutely love that.
That's
and
good.
I love that they took the modern lyrics and put that spin on it. I think it's the cutest thing I've heard all day.
Turning over in his grave
For
right
lack
now,
of
though.
A better term, that's cute.
Yes,
it's really,
it is cute.
Really cute.
I liked it. That was good.
I liked it, too. If you want to watch it again, I did post it on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. They
that's
do it
good.
Really... In the AI voice, man?
Oh, well, that's him. That's Hank. Yeah, that sounds exactly like him.
It's trippy.
I like
Super
it.
Super trippy.
I like it.
Hey, PetSmart is trending this morning. They're doing this thing, this little promotion called the PetSmart Tattoo Redo. If you have a horrible tattoo on your arm that you want to have covered up, you can go online, enter their little contest, jump through a bunch of hoops, and they will have you come in and they'll tattoo your pet over the bad tattoo.
Okay,
Josh, you've got a few tats. You got one that you'd want to cover up?
Not one that
one
I want to cover
regret?
Up yet. No ex's names or anything like that. But,
okay.
I would do that. I've had a couple old pets that have passed away. I think that's cool.
It's
like that
cool.
Idea. Yeah.
It's perfect for PetSmart.
Yeah. Do you trust a PetSmart tattoo artist? This is my first one. Oh, okay.
They're holding a cat the whole time petting, you know?
Oh, my God.
I guess a bunch of couples got married during the eclipse. They thought it was unique, but it turns out like thousands of people got married during the eclipse.
Everybody thinks the same.
Guess you're not that unique. A 58-year-old grandma in Canada broke the world record by doing a plank for over 4 hours and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's like the entire length of this show.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Pass. And there's a new Guinness World Record with the greatest height differential of a married couple where the woman is taller. Josh, get this. She's 5'10". And then her husband is just a little taller than you at 3 foot tall.
With the sister in my jokes today. All right. Sounds
coming
good.
In hot. Coming in
that
hot.
One went over my head. Well, what was that?
And let me give you one more thing because I absolutely love this. And I don't know why they fired this guy. Can't anybody have a sense of humor anymore? There's this guy that was fired. Where was this museum? Germany, maybe, I think. 51-year-old dude is a former technician at the museum, whatever that means. Anyway, he had one of his own paintings, and he hung it on the wall.
And he got fired for that?
He came in and hung it on the wall. He did it after hours. It was a 4-foot painting on an empty wall alongside an Andy Warhol. And didn't say anything. People went through the entire museum all day, like, looking at the art, looking at this guy's
art. That's
hilarious. And they found out that he did that, and they fired
the
guy.
That's so harmless. Come on.
They say that he did drill 2 small holes into the wall to hang it.
Okay,
he should have used the little command strips.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
But anyway, now he's lost his job, and he's facing charges of property damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, personally, I'm like, leave that up. It's
no
hilarious.
One has a sense of humor.
Nobody would know.
That's awesome. I'm with that. I stand with that man.
I'm on his side.
That's
we
hilarious.
Could be friends.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. What do we have today? Hold on. My screen froze up.
Oh, no.
The popcorn holder, Josh. This
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe he thought of this. I should have thought of this. What he did is he took a popcorn holder and he made the very bottom the size of a large, like, soda.
Okay.
And then the top is, like, the size of a regular popcorn bucket.
Oh, my God. That's
so
brilliant.
So when you go to the movie theater, you can put your popcorn right in the cup holder and then eat it.
So I think AMC is famous for being open for 100 years now, right? The AMC theater and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's 100, you know, century-long existence. No one's thought of that yet. That is insane.
Pretty
that's
solid,
such an
right?
easy idea.
Pretty solid.
That's awesome. I love
so,
it.
So check out the pictures on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on ZFB.
Clickbait.
And that's it, my friends. That's all you get.